Here we are inside two now. I just went out to check on the cleaning of the refrigerator, and we carried out the garbage of food out to the gate. And this little gal, she tries, but not very hard. You know the rubber that is a border on the refrigerator? That's just, we have mud in it, just mud. But at least it is wiped out. I disconnected the refrigerator because she was getting shocks from it. But I showed her a couple areas where there was dirt and stuff that had spilled inside and asked her to do it again. She will wipe anything, but she does not know how to wash anything, and scrub something is unheard of. You know, I was not born, as you know, with a silver spoon in my mouth. And I guess if you compared me to many people, I would not be the tidiest person in the world. But my room is elegant when it comes to anything else in this building. The floor has not been scrubbed, but the foot lockers, we have some steel lockers, you know, a closet thing, they have been scrubbed and everything has been wiped. All right, 3 hours later it needs to be wiped again because of the extreme dust that we have. But the rest of the hooch is really, really filthy. You would not stay here one night. If you did, you would be sick to your stomach. I'm sure you would not use the latrines, nor the showers, nor eat one crumb of food out of that kitchen. Okay, I can correct some of this. As I told the major and the colonel, I did not come to Vietnam to keep house. That is not my specialty. And there's no need for some of the dirt here. As I say, they can do some things with the structure of the place. They can put a ceiling in. They can even close up the boards, the sideboardings of the house. But then we have no air. Air conditioners are extremely hard to get a hold of. I have two new ones that are supposed to be installed in the service club. I could slick one over here, but in all fairness, where would I put it? There are three bedrooms here, a latrine area, a kitchen, and a large living room. It would be pretty greedy of me to put one in my room. Anyway, I'm not gung-ho about the air conditioning. I'm not here that many hours, only to sleep. And I do not intend to spend every day, all day, of my day offs, and since I only get one a week if I'm lucky, I just don't have the strength to put in a full day's work scrubbing in this house. So if they will help us to fix up this place, and perhaps I can train this house girl to work harder. I mean, I try to take it step at a time. I think these things will help. I will tear down many things that are here. They had somebody months ago put up one of these fish nets in the living room, and they just hung it from the barbed wire on the ceiling. Well, I'm sure it has been there for 2 years. If you touch it, tons of dirt fall from the fish net. Well, I'm going to tear that down. I have already thrown out tons of books and papers and things that are covered in 2 feet of dust. Now, try to visualize the situation. I feel pretty good about things in general, Duchess, because, as I say, I know changes can be made. It's just a matter of somebody making the decision and somebody making the decision for everyone concerned. Well, I can do that. That's not a problem for me. If you see what's wrong, go about it and change it. The attitude here in the past has been, why should I bother? Let somebody else do it. Well, with that attitude, nothing gets done. Absolutely nothing. So much for the hooch area. This is a big problem, and as I say, it made me sick when I first came. The one good thing, if you can call it good, is that when things are quite so bad, they can only be improved. I mean, if you're going to live here, then make it livable the best you can. The everyday dust is no big deal. I can put up with that. I have to put up with it. And it's not dirt, it's dust. And there's a difference. But I'm sure in a matter of a couple of weeks, people will see a large change, a big change. I have heard many comments from people, officers who have been here, that they did not believe what they were seeing. And on top of this, Duchess, I would never ask anybody to come over here socially for a drink or for any other reason. I would be just so embarrassed with this hooch. So I have asked many people if they would try to help out and see if we can't make some changes. And they all have agreed they would do what they can. Time will tell. I also asked Major Ricketts today to look into the possibility of getting a trailer for us. Now, on this compound, there are no trailers. Well, there are a few. The chief man, the Colonel Krittenberger, he has a trailer, and the Thai general has a trailer, and some of his top officers have trailers. But that's it. That's the only one as far as the Americans. But other areas have them, and maybe we can't have it, but at least he can check it out. So he's going to do this. A trailer would not be the ideal situation, but it will be closed in, sealed off, and air-conditioned, and the quarters would be extremely small, but I don't care how small, at least it would be more comfortable than what we now have. At least I feel this. But I doubt, really, that will come true. And there wasn't any other place on compound they could put us. I mean, I asked them to check if we... See, it's very hard because the men over here have outside latrines. There's very little inside plumbing. And when females are in the area, it's important that you have your own latrine, your own quarters, and usually a guard. So that we are a big headache to the military because, you know, they don't have time for our petty problems, and they shouldn't be burdened with them. But at the same time, I think we can function better if we have at least some help with certain areas of our living conditions. And so this is what I'm setting out to do. I've done many things. I went up yesterday afternoon and I attended a financial meeting and justified why I need $700 for the next few months until the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of June, to hire some more Vietnamese labor to work in the service club. And I got it approved. The other, Ann Campbell, she went with me, or met me there, and so I was pleased about that. Now, if I get the time, and I'll have to make the time, I will write up a request for a vehicle for the service club. I don't know, funds are being cut all the time. We may not get it, and it won't be approved or even be considered for approval for a couple of months. But you see, the point is, people say, well, I won't be here in 6 months. Why should I bother? Well, at that rate, nothing gets done, and whoever comes in gets put into a poor situation. So I have, and I started to tell you all these good things on the last tape, too. I have made many changes in the club. I have shook up the entire staff, but the same conditions prevail in the service club. Now, I'm trying to get the kitchen in some order because we have had no hot water in the service club, and the stove doesn't work, and I have very little help. Some of the things I can do, most of them I cannot physically do myself. I'm so bogged down with paperwork that I could do nothing but administrative duties for the next 3 months and never get caught up. I mentioned to you that I took all the books, the checks, you know, the finances of the club, and plopped them on the desk of the IG, Two Field Forces, and he is now doing an audit for me because I know the books are off, and I'm not going to sign for what isn't there or what is over what should be. And today, hopefully this afternoon, I will get together with my property book officer. There are things missing in that club that Maria signed for. I will not sign for them if they are not there. And again, I'm grateful that I know Not everything, but enough to keep my head above water as far as signing for this and accepting that and what have you. But with most of the people I've spoken to, they said, Ann, it needed a change, and it needed a change very, very desperately. And, you know, like, why me? But here I am, and things can only get better. They certainly can't get much worse. But health-wise and attitude-wise, I'm in great shape. And, in fact, it's the same old story, Duchess. You know, you go into an area, and there are no women or very few and thousands of men. I had two light colonels stop in to visit with me yesterday, last night, because I'm working, right? This was between the hours of 7 and 10. In fact, there are two bills here. One is Bill Cornwell, and the other is Bill Carter, both light colonels. He took me back to his hooch for a drink, and I met his XO, and I only stayed about an hour, and I came home. It was kind of nice. I had two or three scotches. But again here, I don't really have the time. You know, I'm tired. I put in long hours. I want to come home, take a shower, go to bed. The other night, in fact, twice now, I went over with Sam Griffith. He's a major. In fact, he's a doctor of 222nd Aviation. And he has picked me up, and I've gone over and played bridge. He thinks I'm a very good bridge player. You know, we won this last time. We won anyway. But I can play a hand out, Duchess. But I know absolutely nothing about the bidding. And we played with. Well, Sam, of course, was my partner, and these other two were supposedly experts. One can quote you the book of bridge. I don't know if it's Gorham's or not, but and they lost. And I was tickled pink about the whole thing, but. Sam said he'll give me a few lessons. You know, he has called almost every night to see if I can't come over and play bridge. Well, you know, again here, it would be nice because I enjoy the bridge playing and it's a nice change of pace. And it's over in the little officers' club. It's a very small, tiny little club. And they just have one card table. They can fit two in. And I like it, but I just don't have the time. And I... They forget that I work three or four nights a week. They think that our day is over when their day is over. But this is not true. So between those three men, I had much work to do last night in the club. None of it got done because a great deal of this job is public relations. And one has to abide by that. Yes, Miss Song. You're going to do what? You're going to eat lunch? Just a minute, Duchess. That was the maid coming in to tell me she was going to eat lunch. And I told her to be back at 1 o'clock because it is now 12 o'clock. This little kid is a riot. She speaks no English whatsoever. Her name is Miss Song. And the other day, Monday, I was home and I worked all day with her, showing her how to wash. I got down on my hands and knees and scrubbed the shower stalls that we have, and she caught on and copied me. But she doesn't know how to use soap. She just wets clothes. She doesn't wash them. She just wets them and hangs them on a dirty line, and they're dirtier when she's finished than what they are when you start it. But if you leave her alone for more than 10 minutes, she falls sound asleep. Well, I grant you it's hot, and they're used to taking a siesta, you know, in the afternoon. But I keep waking her up and putting her back to work. This is running out. It's not meant to be a tape of complaint. It's just a tape of facts. And thank you again for the mail and your Easter card and all the good things. I certainly appreciate it.